So then, yesterday we finished this rule about Ganabhojana, about eating group. So then, because the time got short, there was no question to ask, no? So if you like, you can ask today.
我昨天有没有讲完结症十二件，因为昨天那个时间不够，所以昨天就没有给大家时间，我问问题，如果大家关于那个八戒要第三十二件十二件，还有什么问题的话，今天可以问。那个我想问一下，如果那个就是那个居士，是以五种主持做邀请，但是他那个指定的那个就是烧请名单，就是具体的生动的名字，然后如果这个超过四位。
Also the Dayak mentioned the name of the five bosoms, but he nominated which bhikkhu is called to go for the invitation. So he said that he gives a name list like that. So in that case, if four or more than four bhikkhus went to that invitation, will they fall into offense or not?
Yes, according to this rule, it is not specifying the monks, it is specifying the food. So therefore now, this is what the mandana. Therefore now in the Vinaya Pitaka, if you see, the mandate, you know, it says about how to invite. The Dayaka invites what the five bhojanas. One of the five bhojanas. Therefore now, the name of the monks are irrelevant.
那就是，比如说我们，那个，就是施主，如果施主他不知道这条戒，然后他可能会说那个，请几位那个尊者们，去那个吃披萨饼或者吃烤肉，就如果他做了这种邀请，那我们应该怎么回答呢？
So he said that if one Dayaka comes to some bhikkhus, which is more than four, and gives the invitation like, oh Bhante, let's go for a pizza, let's go for a barbecue.
What?
Let's go for a pizza, or let's go for a barbecue. Let's go for a barbecue, something like that. So how should these people respond to that?
Yes, in that case, now you see, these bhikkhus, that's called, they can have to agree that only two or three bhikkhus can go. That's called, one bhikkhu has to go to stay behind. Now, pizza is actually made of what's called pastry, no?
Pastry, yes.
Pastry is made of flour, of wheat flour as well. Therefore, now it belongs to the panchabhojanas. Maybe tomato and all these things are not olive oil, olives and so forth, do not belong to the bhojanas, but the rest is, the main part is bhojana.
他说那个比萨饼是那个主要成分之一，是那个面粉，然后这肯定属于五种主食之一的，所以说这种邀请是不能四个人以上接受的。那然后比如说这个寺院里实际上有二十位比库，然后实际上那个施主他是期待的就是有二十位会来，到第二天去的时候只有两到三位，他可能会很失望。那我们是不是可以？ 在某种情况下向他解释这个原因，
解释的原因是吧？
对对对，在什么情况下我们可以解释这个原因？
So he said that so if this group of people is much more than for example 10 or 20, but then only 3 people came for the invitation, so Dayaka may become upset for that. No? So then when and how should this bhikkhu explain the reason to the Dayaka?
So there is some, let me see, in Samatha Basadika explains how to deal with a similar situation. I will check now, just a moment, because I'm on a different page. So now here it says, ask because I...
硬石软石，什么那个嚼石淡石。
So now, here Samandaka Prasadika gives a scenario how to deal with such dayakas who don't know how to invite monks. They use akapya vohar. They use, for example, the words for a meal, for rice, for pizza, barbecued. And so they use these unallowable words. Okay, here is a big story. You can tell them now what the question is, what the answer will be.
然后他说那个普通言里面曾经那个就举了一些例子，就比方说那个居士他使用这非敬语临座做出邀请的时候，比方说他已经提到了乌龙主持之一，而这种情况，这个比丘应该怎么办？
So it says if somebody wants to give a sangha bhata, it is a meal. Bhata means a meal for the sangha. So when he comes to the monastery and tells, one day, tomorrow, there will be a meal for you in our house. Please come and receive our meal.
然后让别人这个就是尊者，明天我们家里边会你们和你们的准备一顿饭，然后请到我们家来吃这顿饭。So
he does not tell pika means arms.
Okay. 然后他没有说这是那个布施。
Now arms can be different, can include not only food. Can include any other items, for example, arms from ropes, arms of pencils, or so it can include it. Therefore, these got arms or dana, for example, dana donation. These are very as called loose terms. They can have a broad meaning. But butter, what is called meal, or specific foods like that he mentions. All these are actually included bhojana. So therefore, if the Dai does not use this kind of loose terms, very broad meaning terms like alms or dana, so when he uses very specific terms, then the bhikkhu, how to behave?
这个地方他现在没有具体说乌龙主持是哪一种，但是他说是饭，然后这他这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这
So he tells that the bhikkhu who is in charge of distributing the meals, he should be pandita, he should be intelligent. Intelligent so that he should not send bhikkhus to that dayaka's house for them to fall into offense.
就是这个地方所谓的智者，就是说这个比丘应该足够聪明，就是他不应该派出那些比丘，然后去犯那个去居士家里边，然后最后让他们犯了这种劫种时的戒。
So first he should tell him upasaka or like that tomorrow it is impossible. No way.
然后这个比丘首先应该跟这个说明天是不可能的。
So if he asks, then Bombay after tomorrow.
如果这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这 After tomorrow as well?
After tomorrow is also not possible.
Oh, okay. 然后这个比库应该说，就后天也是不可能的，就是不是，就是明天以后也是不可能的。
If he continues asking questions, maybe next week, like after the week, so then he should ask or distract him, ask him what did you tell, like that, distract him to make him like forget about this matter.
然后如果这个就是接着问那个说如果明天后天都没下是怎么样？然后这个比库应该试着分散他的注意力，使得忘掉使得这个就是忘掉这件事。
So if he tells again, as called, one day you take our sangha bat, our meal for the sangha.
然后如果这个就是还坚持说就是说那个尊者，请你接受我们那个对三坛供养师傅的邀请。
So then, in that case, again the monk can distract him by telling him, "Oh, you make this flower kapya. You make this grass flower, called kapya." Just to distract him.
然后这个比库还是应该那个是分散这个就是那个就是注意力，然后这个就是说，你把这个花这个草给我做一下镜。
So then he can ask him again, what did you tell?
然后反过来问这个就说你刚才说什么？
Now this kind of policy is just to because it is unallowable. The way he invited the monks is unallowable. So the monks try to avoid all this, as called, to send monks to, because he knows that the monks won't fall into offense.
他说，因为那个智多采用这种策略呢，是因为他这个居士所提出的要求呢，是不是不合，那是不合戒律要求的，所以说这个比库就顾左右而言他，使得其他比库不会因此犯戒。
So if he the daiga this daiga the upasaka he tells again like that, so the monk should tell him, okay, you don't take any bhikkhus, okay, I will send you only samanaras.
然后这个就是还是坚持问，就是说可不可以那个潘僧到我们家里边应供的话，这个比库应该说好，我们去，但是我们不会派比库去，我们只会派那个上曼尼拉去。
So if the Daika tells, but Bande in that monastery, they invited the monks and they gave them meal. They give him a meal. So how I don't get any bhikkhus from you?
然后如果这个比库这样说，这个这样说以后，这个居士接着问，他说那个其他人也送在这里边，就是邀请送来到他们家里边供养食物，那为什么别人有这个机会，我就不能有这个机会？
Then the bhikkhu should reply, these people who invite the monks, they know how to invite. You don't know.
然后这个比库就应该回答说，就是那些做出邀请的人，他们知道怎样做邀请，但是你不知道。
So if the the daika tells, how did they invite?
然后这个就是如果接着问，就是他们是怎么样做邀请的
？So and the bhikkhu tell him they told, Bande, you take our picker, our arms.
然后他说那个比库这个时候就回答，就是说，那些人说，尊者，请接受我们的供养。
If that daika, he also tells like that, then one day also you take our arms. So then it's okay.
然后这个时候，就是他如果也一样的话，或者说尊者请接受我们的供养，然后这个时候比库就可以接受他的那个就是邀请。
But if again he tells one day you take butter meal, so then what to do then?
他说，但如果这样之后，这个罪还是说，尊者请过来吃顿饭，那就没有办法。
So and then the monks will tell him, okay, you are not getting many bhikkhus today. You for tomorrow, you'll take only two or three bhikkhus. No, three bhikkhus.
然后如果这个罪还这样说的话，这个比丘可以说，行。但是你明天只能得到三名比库。
So then, but if he asks, but one day in that village, they invite the whole sangha and they give me meal. How I don't get this kind of chance? If he asks.
然后这个这样接着问，他说，在某个村里边，然后他们那个。邀请了整个僧团，然后请整个僧团吃了一顿饭。那为什么我不能得到这个机会呢
？Again, the monk should tell him, you don't know how to invite.
这个比库只能再次回答，就是你不知道怎么做邀请。
If he tells, then how did these people invite?
然后这个就这样再问，就是那些人是怎么做邀请的
？So then the monk should tell, they told, as called.One day you receive a picker, an arms, an ashkol. This is what they told.
然后这比库应该说，他们说的是，尊者，请接受我们的供养。
So if he also tells, okay, one day you also receive my arms, then it's okay.
然后这个，即使他如果他也学着这样说，就是那个。尊者，请接受我们的供养。那比库可以接受这个供养。
So it goes like that, no? So then they give many other stories and so forth. How to avoid people who want to invite with the inappropriate, called words. Okay, I don't know how they have time to listen to because. About how many 2 pages here? No, 1 page, 2 page. I get only half. So then,
他说那个普通言里边还有很多其他例子，就是可能还好几页其他例子，就是说那个怎么对付这种又不敬语做邀请的句式。
So that is just an example to show that a dhyaka. If he invites with inappropriate words, two, three monks can go. Okay? But more than that, they can't go.
所以说这个地方只是给大家举一个例子，反正就是不管怎么说，如果就是使用这种不敬语的就是使用这种不敬语邀请的话，那么只有两个或者三个或者一个比库可以去，但是。多于四个人，或者四个人，或者四个人以上就不可以去。
And from these stories, we can also learn that the monk is not to pressurize him to use. Should not pressurize the dhyaka to use appropriate words in order for them to go. Okay.
然后，从普通言举这个例子，我们也可以知道，就是比库不应该强迫居士，说那个用敬语做邀请。然后使得这个比库们可以接受邀请。
Should not tell the dhyaka, look, we have this rule, and we can't use, we can't get invitation if you use inappropriate words. Therefore, you should use appropriate. Try to teach him how to use appropriate words. Okay. That is making vinyati. Vinyati means like asking him to use an appropriate words in order to receive the invitation.
然后这个比库也不应该跟那个直接告诉这个就是说，你看我们为什么没法见？如果你在这个邀请里边说五种主之一，然后我们就不能四个人以上接受你的邀请了。所以你应该这样说。然后他说这如果比库直接跟那个就是这样话就是这样说的话，这个就等于做命令。
说。OK。I think Gangavati doesn't give these examples, no?
No, it's very brief.
Okay, so then...
就是当那个比库说啊、那我们只有我们明天只有两到三个人可以去
啊、
然后在说完这句话以后，比库能不能说如果超过三个人是犯戒的，就是这句话能不能说
啊、He said that in the end of the conversation, the bhikkhu said, okay, we can send three bhikkhus for an invitation. But is it allowable for this bhikkhu to say that if we send more than three bhikkhus, we will fall into offense? Something like that. Is this kind of comment called allowable?
You don't tell offense. These are really bad people. Sometimes they don't understand why this offense. They think something very serious problem. So, so then you don't use this vocabulary. You can tell him that, yes, this is according to the Vinaya, you can send only three monks.
他说你是最好不要说犯戒这个词，因为就是不是很理解什么叫犯戒。然后你说犯戒的话，他们可能因为是非常严重的犯戒。然后所以说你最好是跟他说，就是根据戒律的规定，我们只能我们不能派那个是超过三个人去。
班点，如果居士他直接问你，班点，我想邀请整个僧团去应供，我该怎么做邀请？那时候你可以教他。
可以。So he's asking that if this Dayaka directly come and asked, Bhante, if I want to make an invitation for the Sangha to accept from you, so then how should I make this invitation? So is it allowable for these people to teach them how to make an invitation?
Yes, of course, because it's not a problem if he asks such questions, because he is interested, no? So then, therefore, the monk doesn't impose anything on him. He comes by himself.
这个当然可以的，因为他提出这个问题，那个是出于他自己的兴趣，而不是这个比库强加给他。
那个在无罪的里面，以度疑惑不脱无罪，固定常施时的这个固定常施时怎么理解啊？
He's asking about comparison. Can I check comparison?
What? Which place? Vinayavitaka.
Comparison. Vinayavitaka also there.
Yeah, okay.
This is Vinayavitaka. This is
Vinayavitaka.
Anapati.
Anapati.
Anapati. You see? So he's asking about this Bahuna Pindai.
Bahuna?
Not Bahuna Pindai. Bahuna Pindai is about this Nichapatika.
Yes. I want to explain because there is a no offenses, no. If you go to Vinayavitaka, you see, in the end of this rule, so there is no offense section. It says also that exceptions also are Nichapata. It's a, what's called, regular, it's called meal. Okay. Regular meaning is that the Dayaka already has make arrangements for his house every day meal to be served. Okay. So then so he makes like a hall. A hall where bhikkhus can come in his house and take meal. They don't need to remind the Dayaka because there are servants there. It's like a bhojanasala. Another pinnacle did like that. Inside, close to his house, or inside the city, he beats a hole and so forth. Monks do not need to ask, shall I come or not? They don't need to get invitation, shall I come? That is, regular meats are served there. Okay? In that case, now, monks can go and eat in that place.
So this kind of regular meal must be every day, or it can be like every other day, or every Monday, every Friday, like that.
No, for others they are different now. For Pakkikan, Uposatikan, Patipatikan, they are different now, as called. Nichabata means regular.
Every day.
It must be every day.
Every day. And this Bhojanasala must be there.
Whether it's Bhojanasala or not, it might be something, prepared room.
Okay.
Because now that Daika, he wants to invite monks every day.
Okay.
Maybe on the side of his house, he has somehow a hall, a big room where monks can come. Maybe 10 monks, 15 monks, or 20 monks. It depends on the his capacity, how much he can give.
一般是指他是每天做供养的，然后就是说你信心应供是根本不需要通知的，就是他每天的这个定个就一定个供养，然后你就那个你就直接过信应供就可以了。然后如果不是每天，比方说是每7天什么的，那就跟后面所说那个什么半月是不下是比较类似了。然后他是这段话是每天应供的这个会不会跟那个上七条戒冲突啊？
哪一条戒？
就有一个什么，我们上次不是说餐馆吗？
是是是。
不能每天去，只能是隔天去嘛。
啊。
这不是冲突吗？变成。
So he's asking that. So this kind of nichabata is very similar to avastapinda. Avastapinda is six months.
No. That is avastapinda is actually it is not specified. Specified only for bhikkhus. Can be any ascetics come in, can any beggars can in. It is like for homeless, no? A house for homeless. And it is not specified for any particular person. But Nichabata, it is actually for Buddhist monks. Of course, other religions, they may take the Nichabata for their own sects. But it is particularly for the Buddhist monks.
然后这个常识是它这个常识是和那种食堂的区别，是这种常识是专门为佛教僧人那种设立的。然后你说那种食堂的话，就不仅仅佛教僧人，然后那个外道僧人，包括乞丐，包括无家可归人都可以去拿食物，他们有任何限制。
就是说这个地方只要定义我专门给男传，是不是男传？
他没有说男传。
这不就是说佛教徒？
对对对。
只要给出家人，我就可以提进去。
对佛教僧人对。
No, another thing now, this kind of meals, usually are designated by the Bhattu Desaka, the monk who distributes the meals. Now you can see, if there are some monks who, there is a limit of monks who the Daika wants to invite, that means he has the capacity to invite only 10 monks. Okay? So he usually goes to the Bhattu Desaka distributing of meat, to make sure that every day 10 monks will come to his house. Okay? So then, and to cook and to keep. Now, who are these 10 monks? Who is going to choose these monks? It is the Bhattu Desaka who can choose. So he can put a list of monks and so on. But some monks, they might not come. One day, some monk, he wants to travel. Then he has to find another monk to put in the list. He has to complete the number 10. Every day to send 10 monks. So therefore now, and the monks might change also. So that is not like Avasada Pinda. It is like a list which monks have to go according to the list that Bhattu Desaka did.
他这种常识呢，一般来说，那个居士他会找那个分配食物邀请的那个比库，然后那个会跟那个比库说我这常识是要供养十个比库的，因为他这种常识他一定要说明白，我就是说我这个最多能供养几个人，
量是吧？
对，他会告诉那个比库那个量，然后这个负责分配食物邀请比库，他会跟那个他会负责委派就是。每天，比方说是十个人的话，就每天他会委派人拿十个比库去，因为不就是有那个寺院里边比库人来来往往，有的时候有的人可能出去了，那你就换一个人把他顶上去。然后这跟那个是那个常是你说那个食堂那种情况，它是不一样的。那是他那种堂，他是根本没有人数方面限制，也没有人负责分配。
如果这个在固定常识时，这个施主跟，就是你说的那个分配那个去应供的人说。我每天供养你们，就是生产食物。他还没说人数，可以四个人以上，不犯几条街可以过去，对吧？
So he said that if this diet comes to this Bhatta Disc and said that, so I want to offer the food to Sangha every day. I want to offer food to Sangha every day. So in that case, but he didn't mention this good, how many people he wants to invite. So in that case, is it allowed for this Bhatta Disc to send more than 4 bhikkhus to his house every day?
No, the Bhatta Disc has to ask the number of bhikkhus he wants. He has to ask, no, to clarify, no, every day means it is not just accidental thing. Uh-huh. Somebody comes and randomly, a random person who uh-huh. comes, invites like that. Uh-huh. So that people are not random, they are very rare. Uh-huh. Very rare person who can do that, like afford to keep everyday meal. Uh-huh. So, therefore now, arrangement has to be done. The Bhatta Desaka must be also intelligent to understand now how to deal with the situation. So then, and he has to tell which is his house, what is the address, how much monks you want to invite, mm-hmm. so forth. Then, if the designation is like Nitya Bhatta, mm-hmm. is a regular meal, mm-hmm. every day, mm-hmm. so then according to this exception, mm-hmm. if the dayaka use unallowable words, mm-hmm. it's okay. Mm-hmm. Because he wants to give regular meal. Mm-hmm. It is not a random meal like that. Mm-hmm. Now, this about other meals, random meals are, you can't take invitations. So then,
So if
this Bhatta Disc asked this, how many bhikkhus you want? And this the daika said as many as possible. So in that case, this bhikkhu can send as any number of bhikkhus to that house. Is that true?
Yes, he can send. Oh. Only that he makes sure that the monks receive the meal. Oh. If someone come and complain, look, who sent us so much and so what and 5 monks could not get the meal because they got short of meal. So therefore, the Bhatta Desaka guy must make sure that actually they get the meal. Uh-huh. So then, should not exceed the number. So now the next is Salaka Bhatta. Salaka Bhatta means about by lottery. Mm-hmm.
然后那个下一种是抽签儿。Therefore
now the Bhatta Desaka has to put a box. Mm-hmm. A box and the monks can have to pick. Numbers. Mm. As of what, if it is a lucky number, okay, you can go. Otherwise, you don't go.
然后这种抽签实行的话，这个分那个分配食物这个比库呢，它做一个盒子，然后在盒子里边放上签，然后谁抽到那个幸运签，谁就可以进入。So then the next
is Pakika. Pakika means every.
Fortnight.
Every phase of the moon. Mm. Phase of the moon is Pakya. Okay. So then, but it is, let me see. Can be also Pakika or Posatika. It is Pakika phase of the moon. Every 14 or 15 days.
而这个半月食它可能是每隔14天或者15天，各养一次食物。It
will be fixed like that. It will be fixed only that particular day. So, Upasatika is called only Upasata days. Upasada means maybe they mean the full moon upasada.
然后他那个菩萨是专门在那个乌巴萨塔日供养这种食物，有可能他只是在满月乌巴萨塔日供养食物。
Patipatikan is the day immediately after the Upasada day. First day after the Upasada day.
然后那个月旦是指就是说那个菩萨日后的那个第一日。就是他专门在那个菩萨日过了之后第一日供养食物。
Patipatika means actually the first day of the lunar month. Because after a full moon day, then the next day a new month starts. Lunar month.
对，然后这个地方月亮那个词是指那个每个阴历月的第一天。然后实际上也就是指，因为那个乌巴萨塔日它是那个圆日嘛，然后它就是乌巴萨日后第一天就是那个阴历月第一天，
就是一个月一次是吧？
对，一个阴历月一次，对。
邀请他每次呢没有超过三个人，第一次呢他见了三个人，他就说，我邀请你这三位到我那里去披萨。那第二次呢到另一个寺院去，这另一个寺院呢他又见了三个人，他说我邀请你这三个去到我家里，或者去到那餐馆去吃披萨。那么这几个人是不认识，相互之间彼此之间是不认识。那么这样的话，会不会就是属于啊两种情况，一种情况呢，就是他们到那个餐馆去以后呢，相互之间没见到人，不吃药走了，第一批上了吃。
第二种情况，他们俩那个就是这两批是在一起吃。
对，第二种情况，他们见面了这个时候他们会没事。
So he asked that. So if one dies, comes to the monastery.And make an invitation made an invitation to the bhikkhus that there are three bhikkhus in that monastery, and he made an invitation to these three bhikkhus that oh Bhante, please come to my house for a pizza the dana, something like that. So after this group of bhikkhus accepted this invitation, this time he went to another monastery. Went to another monastery again. In that monastery there are two bhikkhus. So then this time again made an invitation. So Bhante, please come to my house for pizza.Like that. So then there are two cases. So if these two groups of monks who don't know each other finally gathered in this Dayaka's house and had the meal together, so will these two groups of monks fall into offense or not? This is the first case. The second case is that these two groups of monks had their meal in the Dayaka's house separately.In sequence. So will they fall into offense or not? So this is the two questions he asked.
Yeah, there are now these explanations in Sammada Pasarika. Migoda Bandi told me not to explain from the commentaries.
So he asked you to explain from Sammada Pasarika.
He told me don't to tell my commentaries things, I don't want to go into details because of that, but if I investigate and so forth, then there are many examples in Samatha Pasarika. Many pages here. So then, and this is also give an example also. So, but it is impossible no, not to explain that easy, you know, he wanted.
So,
做出来是可能都是考试的问题。
都是考试不好的问题。
So now here, there is an example. Yes, it is an offense.
It is an offense.
He tells that if the daika goes to three monasteries, four monasteries.
Four monasteries.
So, and he invites monks separately. Okay?
One monk from each monastery.
He invites. Maybe 4 months, let me 4 months or 1 month, like maybe 3 months and so forth, okay? To come to the same place, the same place in his house. Okay. And they might come, these monks might come together. From the 4 monasteries, or they might come separately from different monasteries, from the call it 4 monasteries. And if they eat together, as called, they take together, it is gana bhojan. For all monks, it is an offense.
But if. Okay, so
You can explain this again.
So as long as they eat together.
Yes. This is actually the criterion is. It is. Okay, you can tell this. You can tell this. I will tell what the criterion is.
然后他说这个在普陀岩不是有例子，就是说一个数到四个寺庙里，分别安顶着四个寺庙里头，然后到一见两人一共。然后这个普陀岩里边说，就不管就是说这四个寺院的比库，是一起去这个世主家的，他是先后到这个世主家的，只要他们是那个只要他们有在一起吃饭，只要他们那个这有坐在一起吃饭，对所有坐在一起吃饭的都犯那个戒律誓。然后他
The criterion is that they receive together. Okay, receive the meal together.
Receive together or eat together?
Receive together, of course, and eating also together. Receive together. That's called, by receiving is, that's called, because they take the meal together. No? So, okay.
so that means even
it is receiving together. It is receiving. You receive that together, no? And after you might go and eat separately. Okay? But you enter the same house and you receive everything in your bowl together. Once you receive together, so but after you might get up and eat it in different place. So this karma bhojana.
So how about this? So if one group of monks, they received food at 9 o'clock, and then they left. So another group of monks.
No, time is receiving together means 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Together, all monks receive from four monasteries. They come in the same house, although invited separately. They come 10 o'clock. It's called 10 o'clock. It means 9:30 in the house, and 10 o'clock they receive together, serving. Okay, so then. It is. Once they receive together, that is the criteria. After you eat, they might eat separately. It's kind of...
Okay.
So then, and, okay, this is your... And now the person who serves, maybe the father, maybe the son, maybe the daughter, the wife, so different persons serve. It is the daika who invited, that's called. But the person who serves, maybe the daika himself or his son and so forth. So then it is irrelevant.
然后就是你们那个具体在房子里边，这个跟你受持过人可能是不一样的，有可能不同人。比方说一群比丘，可能是由这些家那个主人供的，然后那个一另一群比丘可能是由这些家这个主人妻子或者儿子或者女儿雇养的。但是只要这些雇养事故人都是这个事主要求，就是同一个事主要求的话，那你就还都犯罪上市。
Okay, now therefore now, if we go in such houses, and house dana, and we have to count how many monks there are, okay? How many monks we are. Now it's called, if for example, it's called, now from now on, a diet comes and invites 3 monks. Okay, these monks think, okay, now 3 monks is allowable, and they go to the house of the diet. And ultimately, they see 3 more monks there. Then they have to ask that monk, how the daika invited you? So, and the monk says to tell, ah, he invited Gusimi. Really? He invited also Gusimi with pizza.
But maybe different time, or different kinds of food, different time also.
Time, no, time it is, if it, time is different, no, they, as time is, they have to receive together.
No, maybe they are not receiving together. The first group they are receiving
is. It's a criterion they receive together.
Together means the time together.
Time is 10 o'clock, they receive pizza.
Okay.
3 months from now, and 3 months from another man.
Okay.
10 o'clock in the house of the daika receive pizza.
Okay.
So then that is a criteria.
Okay.
Different time is different. Because now the Manaoyana monks, they go to the daika of the daika's house. They don't know that by 11 o'clock.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
That's irrelevant.
Yeah, that's why he's asking.
So even if you ask before, if you come before, you take your meal, finish it, and after you go, you don't know that. By 10 o'clock, other man will go.
Yes.
So that is, therefore now, main thing is, you become aware that other monks are present. Okay? Then once you know that 10 o'clock now, this, you have been invited by pizza. Now you are monks. And then other 3 months are invited from another house for pizza. Now you don't know. But once you go there in the house, you find also other monks. The time you receive your pizza, other monks will receive. So then, that means before, of course, after you, as soon as you see other monks, you should ask, okay, because you are before receiving, you should ask how the daika invited you. If they tell, oh, he invited us to pizza, okay, now you know. So then, what to do now?
Okay. He has sent 2 monks, all the 3 monks has to leave, or they can select you, this group they leave too, we really want.
That's something like that. They have to decide that only 3 months to remain, the other monks have to depart.
Yes, yes, yes. But if the other 3 months said, we are invited to eat barbecue, then there is no problem.
That is also bhojana.
But this is a different bhojana.
Doesn't matter, but it's bhojana, out of the 5 bhojanas, anything.
Okay. So that means you, we will, even we, if we are invited by pizza, they are invited by barbecue, it's still considered.
Yeah, definitely. It's a cannibal.
Okay. 然后他说他是这样，就是说那个要注意一点，比方说有些人邀请你到他们家应用，然后他邀请是只邀请三个人，然后一共两三个人，然后无论如何不会犯这种事。然后但是去那个居士家里边发现，然后有其他三个比库在那里等着，然后这种情况下你就要问问一下那三个比库，就是这就是那个这些人邀请你到他们家来是做什么的。 然后他们是那个，然后那个那那那那如果三个比库说他那个那个就是邀请我们来吃饭的，然后这个时候你要注意，就是说你们这六个人里边，这边三个人，那边三个人，只能留下三个人，然后三三三三三三人必须离开。然后呢，如果这种情况就不犯，就比方说你那个去你们这批人设邀请是九点钟吃。 然后那就是九点钟那个他给你共识，然后另外一批是十点钟共识，那这个情况就是你们不是同时那个，但是事主对你们这边人，他过来是比赛给，然后对那边人过来是烤肉，那这还这种情况还是但是你们是同时共识的，同时受持。
吃的时候，一看又来一顾客，这时候，然后但是接受的食物是同一波，比如说烤的一大量这个面。
So he's asking that, so for example, if three monks came to Dayaka's house, and so this Dayaka served them food, for example, pizza, they already started eating. So but then while they're eating, another bhikkhu came. So this and sat down in the same place. So this Dayaka served the remaining pizza to this late coming monk. So in this case, whether this four monks were going to cannibalism or not,
do not fall because the criterion is that all is receiving together.
Okay.
Now, if 10 o'clock, the three monks receive the pizza.
Oh.
And then quarter past 10, another monk comes and receives the pizza.
It doesn't.
说 so, in the city, any questions? So then, okay, now we will go to the Vinaya notes.
现在我们看那个基里口大纲。
That is table.
52，before 52，大家看一下那个，前面那个，不要52无证主事，不要52无证主事那个，对。 So you're going to explain the five kinds of bhojanas, or?
The type of food, 4 or 5 types of food based on time.
Based on time?
Yes, there is one just before the bhojana, table 52.
Mm.
It says 4 types of food based on time.
Okay.
Yava kalika, yama kalika, sataha kalika, yavaji.
This we have explained before, no? This we have
Did you?
Yes.
About the five bhojanas?
Not about the five bhojanas, but about yamakalika. Yamakalika is
yes. Somehow it is now. It says yamakalika. No.
Yes.
But anyway, you can explain from table 52 if okay. It, well, this is not important, no.
Okay. 然后那个就这样大家看那个标五十二，然后前面那个就是前面标五十二前面有一个以储藏湿性而分的四种食物或者药，然后这个以前我们也讲过了。
Okay, so then who is going to read now?
Read? Okay.
Read number one. We should, yesterday, who read last? You read last, no? I think he read last.
He's the last.
Indasir, okay. In this area, you can read the five bhojanas from the Vinaya notes.
Just 绿藏听分别进一步将此细分为七种饭，见表五十三下。对于七种饭的具体所指存在争议。第二是凝乳食品，根据著书，这是一种大麦制的甜食类主食，但著书中没有更多的细节描述，仅说由大麦外的其他谷物或谷豆类制成，则不被认为是主食。从三浪中其他提及该词的引文发现，此食物可单独构成简单的一顿饭，而且不能储存过夜，因为即使不混入其他食物，它自身也会在夜间腐坏。三是炒粮，其中谷物
Your translation
其中谷物的是任一种烘干或烘烤后捣碎形成的食物。四鱼，任何水生动物的肉。五肉，任何两足动物或四足动物的肉，被禁止的肉类除外。以下属于被禁止的肉类：人肉、象肉、马肉、狗肉、蛇肉、狮肉、虎肉、豹肉、熊肉、柴狗肉。人马象被认为是高贵的，不应该被食用。其余的禁止的肉是因为令人厌恶，或者是因为是比较凶狠。然后副食不说了吗？是不是念完了主？
你还没念完
啊？
或由于食用会导致危险。
我觉得那么多菜都不用了。
啊？
或由于食用后导致危险，比如食人肉犯罪，食用后食用其他被禁止的肉类犯恶所啊，比如不确定施主所不施的肉为何种肉，不问其种类而食用者犯恶所，
真是，
Translate these things?
About dog's flesh or something.
About these types of odin?
What? Oh, yes.
Is dice translates wheat?
Yes,
dice.
Yes.
You translate these?
Yes, of course.
Some of these are wrong, no?
They're wrong, but it's irrelevant because we are not learning from Thai tradition.
Dice are wrong. What is the problem? He finished.
So the question is that the
yes, sir.
But then,
no,
so it says that.
那个面粉，那个面粉，那个面粉翻译错了，是其他的。
哦，不是小麦。
So here it says that bread and crusted meat without eggs would be crusted, would be crust here. That means what was called?
Oh.
None of this is the food. So he's like in that.
So now. This is a thing from Dhanisara's book, I think. He copied somebody from Dhanisara's book. He copied and pasted.
Yes,
just copied. This monk, the old days, the.Now, regarding bread and pasta, as I explained last time, there are two kinds of flour. Flour from where food items can be made. One is a cereal, flour from cereal. Oh, I think we have not been here, no? That day will be for retreat. We are discussing about this thing. He was translating. Okay, anyway, I to repeat. Okay. So one thing it is flour from cereals, from where bread is done. Bread is drawn down from, and then you have the flour from legumes. Okay, legumes or any other from potatoes. You have flour from potatoes. You have sago. Sago is one kind of vegetable thing which they make flour. You have also flours from coconut, coconut flour. What's called there? Some flours they produce kind of flours of what, and they make confections. They make other stuff. But this is plant life directly from other vegetable, vegetable flour. Therefore, we have to distinguish between these two flours. Now, bread is usually not made from vegetable flour; it's made from cereal flour. Okay, so therefore, you can't include bread in that the category. Bread comes under the kumasa.
Okay.
Okay.
The kumasa.
Yes.
But before you tell me that this kumasa is only
barley, but they can be make it, you see, in a such way, pressurize it. Pressurize and make it like, called not kumasa, no, any sato
also can sato.
So then anyway, it comes under sato.
Okay. 然后他说那个面包或者那意大利面这种东西呢，就是说他就关于他是不是水煮生，他说以前王英凯在的时候，他这个问题给大家翻译过，就是说有两种面粉。一种面粉是由谷物制成面粉。谷物制成面粉，比方说那个就我们普通市场面粉，它应该是小麦粒所制成面粉。然后还有一种面粉是由植物的根或者块茎制成面粉，比方说藕粉，比方说椰子粉。然后在那个他说，前面一种面粉就是由谷物制成面粉，它有制成食物是主食。后面一种面粉，后面一种粉，然后它制成食物是副食。然后面包他没说意大利面，他说面包一般来说制的面包面粉，它是由那个谷物所制成的。所以面包应该归在那个五种主食的炒粮这类。
我想问个问题，154里面的一句话就是说，
154，
生肉和生血需在仅在非常附体时允许使用，就是一个比库，如果有附体上升了，就可以吃生肉的知识啊，生血是不是这个意思？
对，是这个意思，是这个意思。因为我会帮你问
题，为什么会出现这样的句话？
这个在律藏里边是有那个因缘的，我可以帮你找那个东西。其实我可以直接帮你，我都不用问，直接帮你找那个大品就可以了。
不用问，就直接找到那边。
我直接给你找大品。
为什么他会把这条放在？
我这边有大品的话。 He's asking that.
Gadanin?
No. Table 54.
54?
Okay. Ah, yes, here. So he said that, suspects that the animal was killed. No, sorry. Okay. So, raw flesh and blood are allowed by Mahavakapari only when one is possessed by non human beings.
So then, now, did you finish this reading? How you go there?
I don't know why he goes there. He asked this question.
So, but we did not finish this one. So then we can go there, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But
later we can.
But
do
anyway, it. This is if you want to explain it now, I can do it. You see, actually, there was a case for a monk who has been obsessed, possessed by evil spirit, no, by yaka. Okay, and then he started running, and he went to the slaughterhouse. And then, because these people, they kill animals there, he starting drink the milk, the blood and so what. And then after he came into consciousness, he did not remember anything. So then the Buddha allowed and so what, if somebody is possessed by spirit, there is no offense.
然后这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
about here it says fish. It is living in the sea. Any animal living in the sea. It's not only the sea. The rivers also. It's also a wrong translation. It's called.
It's not aquatic animal. It's
it
only said the flesh from aquatic animal. Something like that.
No, macho. Yeah, fish. No. It says the flesh of animal living in the sea. It's
okay.
Not
okay.
Only the sea.
Okay, so I shall say that any aquatic animal. Aquatic animal.
Aquatic. Ah, aquatic. Uh-huh. Aquatic. Yeah. Okay.
然后他说这个地方呢，他说那个鱼大家注意，就是就不是包括任何水生动物，就包括贝类的等等的都包括在这个鱼里边。Okay. So he's asking how about crabs.
So everything is included. That. So then, now all this actually are. Meats, there are certain meats which are not allowable. But fish, there is no any distinction. The aquatic animals, so if people kill any of it and they give to a monk, they do not kill for the monk, they kill for themselves, for example. And they offer to the monk also. So there is no offense. The monk does not need to investigate what kind of fish it is. If they tell fish is fish, any amount, octopus, any aquatic animal.
然后他说他说这个鱼，他是就是说，就是被定义为是任何水生动物肉，就直接把它那个下面那个第五项肉给区分开了。就是因为如果是认为它那它如果不说水生动物，就直接说肉的话，那你在接受之前应该问实，就是你这是到这肉到底什么肉？因为如果是狗肉的话，那就犯了。但他如果说直接说是鱼的话。因为所有鱼类肉都那个都是鱼血，也是包括虾仁那种，比如章鱼肉，这也是鱼血，所以说就可以不章鱼，就是那个鱿鱼，鱿鱼对，也就是鱿鱼，然后那个那种就直接接受性，就不需要具体认这是什么鱼。But
these two items, meat and fish, put a certain conditions under which a man can receive and under condition he can't receive.
然后就是佛陀对于接受鱼和肉还是那个做出一定限制，就是说在什么情况下可以接受，在什么情况下不可以接受。
So the three main conditions are that the monk has not seen, has not heard, has not suspected that this animal has been killed specifically for him.
然后这边三个条件，就是说是不见杀，不见为我杀，不见为不是。不见为我杀，不闻为我杀，还有那个不依为我杀。
So if he even suspects, he can't receive this meal. If he knows, even if he knows that the people told him or something like that, that the daikas have killed specifically this animal for him, he should not accept.
如果说比库这个怀疑他的，哪怕仅仅是怀疑，就是说这个肉可能是这个是专门为他而杀的，那这个比库就不应该接受这个肉。
Therefore, the monk should receive only meat and fish, which is tikoti parisuddhi, is called. It's pure in under three aspects, these three conditions.
然后所以说就是比库应该就是那个对比库来说，他可以接受的鱼和肉，就是在这个见闻一三个方面都清净的肉，才可以接受。
Now, the Buddha did not completely prohibit to eat meat. Okay? He did not completely allow it. That's called... So the first is one extreme. To prohibit completely eating meat is one extreme. The next is to give no restriction at all for monks to eat meat and fish and so forth anytime they like. So that there are two extremes. Avoiding these two extremes, the Buddha put the Majjhima Patipatta, middle path, how to deal with meat and fish.
所以说就是完全禁止吃鱼肉，这是一个极端。然后对食用鱼肉不加任何限制，这是另外一个极端。然后为了避免这两个极端，然后佛陀制定了对待鱼和肉中道的方式。
So the middle path is these three conditions.The monk has not seen, not heard, or suspected that this animal has been in any way killed for him.
然后这种所谓中道方式就是指那个不见、不闻、不依为我而杀。
Okay, and then the second judgment is that there are unallowable meats which a monk should not receive. Therefore, now these unallowable meals.It's been listed here now. Now from tigers, elephants, or lions, dogs, humans. These are unallowable meats. There are 10 kinds of unallowable meats.
然后那个除此之外，还有就不能接受的十种被禁止的肉类，比方狮子、老虎，然后人等。
So therefore, these are actually when the monk can receive and eat, but under these conditions.
然后这些就是那个比库可以食用肉食的条件。
So we have seen about the story of Devadatta, how he tried to make a schism in the Sangha, and one item he proposes that all monks should be vegetarians, not eat meat. He himself was not a vegetarian, Devadatta, but he knew. He knew that if he, the Buddha, objects to that, that is a good chance to make a schism.
之前我们讲那个破僧的时候呢，我们也那个也讲过，就是提婆达多呢，他那个他当时先给佛陀提出五个请求，请佛陀接受。然后其中一个请求就是说那个比库终身不得食用鱼肉。然后我们知道那个提婆达多自己就不是一个素食主义者，但是他知道那个他如果那个如果对佛陀提出这种素食主义请求呢，就足够在僧团里边制造一种分裂。
说
提婆达多
不是一个素食
主
义
者，他提那五要求，他提那五要求就没有一条是自己做到的。
对
的，
今天我看书是这样。
So now the Buddha's time, the monk will go for Pindapata, okay? So and then there were areas.Of the city or areas or villages and so forth, good people, they could not offer anything to the monks except the animals they will kill. They will kill for themselves, and then if the monk arrives in front of the house, They can't offer me rice, they can't offer vegetables. Mm-hmm. They will offer me only what they cooked for, meat or fish. Mm-hmm. So, and the Buddha knew, he can't put down the rule and tell, no, don't receive that. Because they will not able to survive. Mm-hmm. Okay? So in that case now, he did not put down the rule that all monks should be vegetarians. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they will, monks can't survive. Mm-hmm.
然后他说那个
can subsist.
他说那个佛陀时代呢，就是说因为佛陀时代那边很多人到处托钵，然后他们去在有些地方托钵的时候呢，因为这些地区人，这地区人，他主要就是以鱼或者肉为主食，然后他不可能给你鲜香米和面这些东西。 然后，佛陀知道这种情况，所以他不可能制定这样的条件，就是说那个，让完全禁止比丘使用鱼肉。那如果这样的话，就是在那些地区，居住的比丘就没办法生存了。
Same, you know, there are some areas which people along the rivers, for example. People along the rivers or along the coast of the sea. So most of them, they are fishermen. So. What they do it is they just catch fishes and eat and nourish their family. You can't expect from these families and so to give you vegetables because they can't afford to give you vegetables.
然后他说，尤其是你去河边或者海边这些人家那个托钵时候，然后这些人家大部分都是渔民，然后他们基本上就是靠那个吃水生那种为生的，然后你不能指望就是他们给你蔬菜，因为他们根本买不起蔬菜。
So therefore now, if the monk walks in these kind of areas and he receives meat and fish, the Buddha allowed under this condition. That the monk has not seen, not heard or suspected that animal has been killed for him, specifically for him. If he, this condition do not meet, that means that meat is pure. Pure, the monk can receive it without even any guilt that he contributed for the killing of an animal.
所以说，对于在这些地区托钵的比库呢，如果他们想接受那个鱼或肉，是不见不闻不疑为他所杀的，然后就是换句话说，就是比库就对于这个动物的被杀，没有任何的关联，这样的话呢，就比库，然后佛陀教法就比库是可以接受这种鱼或者肉。So
now, but in monasteries, for example, like in Naoyan. Which people come and offer food. They prepare the all. They go to the shop, okay, and they buy all these things and they bring them here. So if we allow meat and fish to be served here, these people go into the shop and they will order, because now sometimes in the shop there is no any meat and fish, because in order to supply 100 monks, for example. To serve meat to 100 monks, you can't go to the shop and just take 1 kilo of meat or fish. You need more kilos of it. Therefore, the shopkeeper can't afford to keep so much meat and so on. Otherwise, he can't sell to other people. In order to do so, the shopkeeper has to order the meat. For which? For now you are in a monastery. So then, and all the monks will fall into fence because animals has been specifically killed for now you are in a monks. In order for the people to bring the meat and fish here, in order to serve. So in order to prevent this and so forth, we stop here people telling not to bring meat and fish.
他如果在这样的寺院如果允许使用鱼和肉的话呢，就是人们的商店里面去买，因为你像这种农村一笔一百多僧众嘛，他去买的话，商店他要提前给那个出厂下单，就是说那个我们要需要这么一大批鱼和肉，那么这样的话，然后这些吃这些鱼和肉的比库的，所以所有的都会看见，因为商店专门给屠夫下单的时候，他就那个就这批肉就是专门为这些比库而杀的，这样所有吃这些肉的比库都会看见，所以这个原因，这边一般人那个居士过来供食物，都直接声明不要供鱼和肉。
So in some monasteries they will tell that the people, if they bring, they should not bring more than 1 kilogram. Okay. maybe scroll. Because 1 kilogram and so forth, you can actually get from the shop. No? Mm-hmm. You don't need to order, to make a specific order and so forth, you get 1 kilogram of meat. Even 2 kilograms you can still get. Mm-hmm. Okay. Therefore now, in the monastery will be served on 1 kilogram, they will be on small vessel. Mm-hmm. Monks who want to take, they will take small more pieces of fish or like that. Mm-hmm.
阿塞有些僧也有这样的规定，就是他们允许那个聚居就是供养鱼或者，但是让他们有限制，就是每次供养鱼或者不可以超过一公斤。然后因为是这样，就是说因为是一公斤两公斤鱼或者是你是不需那个是商店是不需要为你专门这么点鱼或者专门下去跟土壤下单的。所以说这种它不会直接导致那个什么有动物专门为这个东西而被杀。然后这一公斤的鱼或肉能够供养过来之后呢，就是那个这个寺院里面会说，就是然后所以想吃鱼或肉那个比库，可以来取。
But again, jealousy can arise. who is to take the first and who is the last? That case now in Avayana they don't serve at all, no meat, no fish.
但即便是就是只允许用一公斤鱼或者肉，然后这可能在比库之间引发嫉妒，就是那个谁先取这个鱼，谁先取这个肉，谁最后取鱼，谁最后取肉，然后那个这比库之间可能相互嫉妒，然后这也是为什么在农村里面完全不适用鱼和肉。
So, but if now Ayana monks go for the village with a bad food, and the people they offer meat. Okay, because they already cooked for themselves. So the monk, the Navayana monk can receive.
但是农村那些比库，如果进村生活的话，如果说即使把自己就是他们吃剩的肉，或者说他们本来给自己准备肉供养给那个比库的话，这个比库是可以接受的。
So now regarding the killing. Okay. So then. Some they think that now, if the monk receives meat, for example, a fish, so then some monks they feel guilty because this animal has been killed for them, has been killed. So and then they feel sorry for the animal, and therefore they try to tell no, we must be vegetarians and so forth like that. But now even if a monk is vegetarian. So let's see that in order to receive rice, if you check how this rice has been produced in the field, these farmers have to kill so many insects in order to get rice from the field. Okay? Insecticides, they use insecticides. And after they store, even after they harvest the rice and they store it, they have to prevent from rats, from cockroaches, and to give poison around the storage, the storeroom. So and so many other rats and so forth are killed. So then, therefore now, if you see the whole procedure, even to cultivate the field, to plow the field, how many worms are killed? Just to for a monk to get 1 kilogram of rice. In his bowl, how many insects have been killed, rotary? How many creatures have been killed? So then, if you calculate all these creatures of this killing which has been take place, then you feel guilty, you can't eat any rice. You can't be vegetarian also. So therefore now, the criterion of killing, it's called, I'm telling you, if you take it to such extent, then you have to abstain from eating even vegetables. Even rice.
然后他说那个，有些比库呢，他那个他可能接触到鱼和肉之后，他心里面可能会觉得对不起那些为此而杀动物。然后他说，然后那个那张良想的，他说这种，然后他们可能因为这就心里面觉得对不起，然后可能就拒绝这种供养。但是他说张良说，就说即使对一个素食主义者来说呢。他也应该思考，就是说，即使是个素食主义者，他只吃大米，农民在那个耕种大米的过程中，他要使用很多杀虫剂， 杀死那些昆虫，然后把大米那个收割好了，然后那个储存仓库里边是，他也是使用很多的毒药去杀死那些老鼠或者蟑螂。然后即使就是不，即使这个农民他只是在耕地的时候，也要杀死很多蠕虫。然后所以说您用这种标准考虑的话，那大米也是不能吃的，就是其实也不光是大米，包括蔬菜，然后几乎可以说一切食物都是不能吃的。
So therefore now, in Theravada Buddhism, this emphasis on vegetarianism is not given.
所以在上层部分，在上层部分当中不特别强调素食主义。
The emphasis is given whether the monk becomes responsible for the killing of animal, directly responsible, or he eats unallowable meats.
就上层部分要指那个直观性，就是这个比库是不是直接对这个动物的被伤害负责，以及就是比库所吃的这个肉的种类是不是被允许的种类。
Now for lay people, of course, may be different. Lay people, if they consume meat, and they want to consume every day meat, and they go to the same shop, so they.Of course, the shopkeeper, he knows, oh, the customer has to come. And if the shopkeeper gets short of meat, he has to specifically order from the factory, from the slaughterhouse, more meat. So in that case now, if a layman goes to the same shop every day and buys, this can also interfere with his, with his sila. Sila means that he contributes for the killing of animals.Directly.
他说，当然，这个居士来说呢，如果说一个居士每天吃，然后每天到同一个商家去买肉，那这是可能出现一种情况，比方说这个商家他今天肉已经卖完了，但是他知道这个居士今天肯定还会来买肉，那他可能那个就专门去那个去跟屠场为这个居士预定一份肉来，这样的话就有动物直接为这个居士而杀了，这样的话这个居士杀生戒可能就不清净了。
So then, one option is just to change the shops.
所以说对这个居士来说，有一个选择就是说那个换商店，就是不要老是在一家商店买肉。
So then, anyway, now we must know that now this killing thing and so forth.It's difficult to avoid, whether you are vegetarian or a meat eater. There is no way that people are not going to kill animals, that means creatures, any beings. In order to produce vegetable food or in order to produce meat food, killing has to take place.
他说，所以大家需要知道，就不管你是不是素食主义者，就是为食物而杀生这件事都是不可避免的。
So, in that case now, we have to know that at least we must not be directly responsible for any killing, either for the vegetables or for the meat we receive.
所以我们但是我们必须知道，我们就是不管我们吃的是菜还是肉，我们不能直接对动物的被杀负责。
Okay.Now, I think what is up to, you can ask him up to what point he finished reading from Vinaya notes. Kadaniya, he finished it.
He finished only Bhojana.
Bhojana?
Yes, he only finished Bhojana.
Okay, you can, Punyaratana can read the Kadaniyas, okay?Kadaniya means that is.
素食在日藏中的定义随不同的学说而不同。在巴吉蒂亚35至38中，除主食、一日药、七日药和终身药外的所有食物。在巴吉蒂亚40中，除主食、水、粮食之外的所有食物。在巴吉蒂亚41以及比库尼巴吉蒂亚34和54中。除主食、一日药、七日药、终身药和所有食物。巴提蒂亚37条，37的著书， 将夏利苏列为副食，面粉及其制成的原食，包括蛋糕、面包不含鸡蛋的面跟块茎，包括土豆、藕、芽、茎、树皮、叶、花、水果、坚果、种子及其制成品食用树脂。然而上述食品若要用时，不被看作不食。
Okay, now here it says Jews drink so. Kadaniya.
Kadaniya.
And five tonics and medicines. Or Kadaniya.
It didn't say juice, no? It says juice. Where?
Yeah. Here it says Kadaniya, non stable foods. Yes, number A.
Number A. Yes.
It is juice drinks, the five tonics and medicines are Kadaniya.
No, it says that it except for outside of staple food, juice drinks. Outside. Sure. Outside of.
But here, what is number eight?
No, every edible outside of staple food, juice drinks, and the five tonics.
Outside?
Yes, except for this. It's very bad English.
Outside.
It's not correct English, no?
It's wrong word. Apart from.
Yes, apart from, or except.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, regarding what we have read up to now, before going to the next explanations, you can ask, tell them if there are any questions about these items we have already explained.
Items means bhojana items.
Bhojana, what means bhojana, stable foods and non-stable foods.
Oh. 然后那个再不讲那个其他东西之前，就是大家对于这个主食和副食还有什么疑问吗？
那个我想问一下那个，就是那个蛇。
蛇？
啊，对，蛇就是那个主食里面肉和蛇不是那个不允许使用吗？
对，
就是作为食物来讲是这样的。我想问一下，一个是那个蛇胆。
啊。
蛇胆和内液那里面用的那个蛇的是胆汁。
嗯。
是胆汁
啊。啊，对对对。
然后还有那个蛇全蛇，就是那个我见过那种像圆珠笔芯儿这么，就是圆珠笔芯儿这么粗的那个蛇，就是晒干了，就是作为一味中药。就是这两个东西如果作为药的话，那个能不能作为终身药？
能不能作为终身药？
啊，就是这两个种东西如果作为药的话，能不能吃？
啊 ，OK。So he's asking that, so this snake flesh is an unallowable meat. No?
Snake flesh,
yes, is an unallowable meat.
Snail?
Snake.
Ah, snake.
Okay. Snake flesh is an unallowable meat. But in Chinese medicine, it's called there's a kind of organ called Go. There's a kind of organ.
Gold bladder.
Yes.
The gold.
Yes.
The gold.
So he's asking that this go is used in Chinese medicine.
The gold of the
snake.
The gold of the snake itself.
Itself is used in Chinese medicine. So he's asking, and also sometimes this. 你说那个圆珠笔是蛇皮还是什么？
是蛇，就是蛇，整个一条蛇，就是那种小蛇，然后晒干了，
晒干了，是就当圆珠笔用？
不是，当药用，
当药用啊。
对，
皮胎。So sometimes, also in Chinese medicine, this a full snake body will be taken as medicine like that.
For what is body?
The whole body of the snake. The whole corpus will be taken into medicine, in Chinese medicine. So he's asking that if a snake flesh is not allowed as a yamakarika, then yamakarika, then is a snake gall or the whole snake corpus allowed as a yamajivaka? Because in Chinese medicine, this snake gall is very common.
Sure that.
Yes, but here, the meaning is that the disgusting part is that the people, they take this animal, cook it, kill it, cook it, and eat it, the soup, like that, for eating, no? Is that for eating? So therefore, then it becomes a bhojana. It becomes a bhojana if it's for eating. So, but for medicines, of course, it's not mentioned. Okay. So then. Therefore, it seems to be allowable. It is not included under bhojana. Because you don't eat it, you take it just a small amount in form of powder. What is this? What kind of form it is? They dried it out. They dried it, yes, or it's raw. It's not raw.
It's not raw. It has to be dried.
Dried out and then pounded on the powder or like that. No?
Not necessarily. But pounded, it, yes. But for first, anyway, it has to be dried.
Dried out.
Yes, yes.
So then it is used just to mix it with another medicine or to drink with water like that.
So
he said that this kind of snake corpus will be dried first and then mixed together with other medicine and then boil it and then filtered it to get some kind of decoction like that and drink the decoction, that is all.
It is the medicine, no? Mm-hmm. It is only, they take only the minerals, it seems.
Yes,
only the minerals of the body, don't take the protein. So therefore it is allowable as medicine.
这个果子里呀、啊，或者其他这些东西，佛教徒允许吃吗？
猴脑啊，so he's asking that, so in China sometimes they eat monkey's brain. In China sometimes they eat monkey's brain and also the flesh from beavers. They eat this kind of flesh. So he's asking that, is this kind of meal allowable for Buddhists like that?
So it is eating, no? It's not taking as a medicine. It is eating. All this kind of animal, for anything from the, even the bones of the animal, is good enough for you to eat these, bones. But now meat includes everything, any part of the animal body which can be eatable. For example, if you take, therefore now, either you get the brain, or the heart, or the bowels, is irrelevant. So it becomes another bhojana. So then, and if the monk receives it, knowingly that the people have killed that monkey for himself, so then it is dukkha offense.
如果说这个比库吃猴鸟，他知道这个猴子是为他自己而杀的，那他吃了猴鸟就是恶作。 骡子怎么说？我还不知道，我看一下骡子。So he is asking that. So is the flesh from donkeys and mules allowable? Because he's asking, is there any difference between donkeys and horses? Donkeys. Donkeys and mules. The hybrid between horse and what's called the donkey.
Because it belongs to the same family, no?
Donkey.
Donkeys, I don't know, because It is not mentioned. But horses actually, horses, yes. I don't know, donkey can be allowable because donkeys, the people, they regard this as a low kind of animal.
Okay. So how about the hybrid between horse and donkeys?
The mule.
Moose.
Same, like he does not belong to the horse family. Okay. Horse means people, they regard these animals like as a low kind of animals. Now, why the Buddha put down the rule there? Because some people, in India, they regard the horses as a very elegant elements, very elegant, very powerful, and so forth. And they admire them, and they will think, how we can eat these animals? So then, this is why the Buddha put down the rule, because people started protesting.
He said, 驴和骡子怎么一般是驴和骡子，然后他当时之所以禁止使用马肉呢，他是因为在印度呢，就是很多人认为马是一种优雅，然后有力量的动物，然后很多人甚至还崇拜这个马，所以因为这个原因呢，他是那个维库什马肉是有人就是抗议，但是对于驴和骡子来说不存在这个问题。
我好像看在某种资料上写，就是说马是因为是皇家的，就是说。这就军队的组成部分，所以他是不允许吃的。
So he said that according to his reading, this horse flesh is not allowable because the horse is a part of Indian army like that.
Army?
Yes, army.
I can't remember the story. This story is in Mahabhagapali. I have to check the story, but as far as I remember, it is not because of the army. What was the original story? I can't remember. I have to check Mahabhagavata.
他说这个故事他回头会把你说是阿赖耶那品，但是那个最自己的记忆，这个应该是跟军队没有关系。
Because in India, this like there are three.
Four.
Oh, four, no.
Oh, yes.
For animals who are depicted as powerful animals, it's called elegant animals. I refer to elephant, horse,
cow, cow,
cow,
cow, cow, cattle,
ox, this is male ox.
Okay. Yes.
What is the next animal?
Three animals. I see four kinds of armies. No, that's good.
Not army, no. The ox is not for
armies. Yes.
So, but even then, as of what, there is no prohibition for ox. There is no prohibition for cows. In this, because nobody complained in the Buddha's time. Actually, now this cow worship was not prominent in the Buddha's time. It is actually started with this in the Middle Ages in India. It is not. Brahmins used to kill cows. Yeah, there is also sutras in Sutta Nipata. Sometimes you can find how the Brahmins started killing cows and so forth for sacrifice.
他说那个现在在现代印度一般认为就是牛马象，这三种动物是比较高贵的动物，但是在佛教里边是只有马肉象是不禁止的，而这个原因是这样，就是说这个。牛在佛陀时代，就是他的地位还没有在后世高，就是说，印度人那牛肉崇拜实际上在中世纪才开始流行，在佛陀那个经藏里边，你可以看到很多例子，就是佛陀时代那个婆罗门，他们那个杀牛，然后把牛当做牺牲，然后那个在祭祀里边使用，所以说你牛在佛陀时代地位还没有那么尊贵。
According to the Vedic religion, there is no such taboo against cows. Later, the Puranic religion. Puranic means
the books of Puranas. Like
Puranas. This is about Puranas. Vishnu and Avatar and Shiva and so forth. Then, even then, he started gradually spreading the idea. Spreading is called in India.
只有在印度后世里面，比方说《往事书》，这文献，在这些文献里面，然后那个在开始禁止人们吃食用那个牛肉。
It says here in the Vinaya notes, human beings, horses and elephants are regarded as too noble to be used as food. Too noble means they are elegant animals, no?
Yes.
No, horses, elegant animals. That's why they are, people are protesting for that. Okay. So shall we go to table
53?
Who is the next?
Indaratana,
no? So then finish everything.
Yes.
The whole table, table 54.
He didn't finish table 54.
Huh?
He didn't read table 54.
Okay, you can read that one. Okay, now we already touched upon these points, no? So then, okay, Yamakalika, you can read that table also.
Yamakalika, Okay, so the explanation of the...
Satahakal, you will finish this, no? Yes, this yes, rule, yes. We have already covered it.
Yes, yes.
Yamakalika, okay, you can read that also.
So including the Mahapala?
Yes,
exactly.
Okay, now here, any questions?
So he's asking that about these 10 kinds of unallowable meats. So then he's asking that, so what is the exact translation of uragasa? So that means, does that only mean a snake or any other reptile, including turtles? Okay.
What is that? Which one?
So in the list of 10 kinds of unallowable meats.
Unallowable?
Meats. Flesh. 10 kinds of unallowable flesh. There's a kind of...
The Pali?
Yes. So there's one kind of flesh called snake flesh, no?
Uraga. Uraga is the snake.
Snake, but he's asking that, does it include any other reptiles? So for example, turtles or lizards like that?
So, turtles of course, no, it is. These animals, now snakes is people who find them disgusting. Because now they are poisonous, no? Uraga.
But the thing is, let me see. The translation here has reptiles. So.
No. Uraga, it is. Uraga. Uraga. Actually, the literal meaning of uraga, it means they crawl with a chest.
Uh-huh.
They go with the chest and crawl. So. So then it is usually animals who do like that. Now, we have. It's called turtles, no?
Uh-huh.
They have the legs,
uh-huh.
And they can lift the body in order to go.
Uh-huh.
So in that case, they are not uragas.
Okay. 而且像乌龟这种动物，它自己是有脚的，它是不需要通过胸腹来行走。
蚯蚓呢？
So he's asking about earthworms.
No, it's not a glute. Because this Uragasa specifically is called is a reptile. Uh-huh. It's a reptile now. It's a snake, actually. But they say worms are not snakes. Uh-huh. So it is not included in this category. Because the original story is about real snakes. Real snakes actually, which are poisonous. And people, they get scared, especially women, they get scared to see a snake. So, but they are not scared to see a worm.
So
he says, so his question is about this raw flesh. Raw flesh, so he's asking that, what if this flesh is half-cooked?
Half-cooked is not raw.
There are partially version.
Although it is also dangerous, it is dangerous to be half cooked. Because people in some restaurants and so on, they get poisoning, food poisoning.
Food poisoning, yes.
Okay, next is. Yudhyananda, all I've been seeing, no, you see? This Satahaikali thinks, table 56, we already discussed this matter. Now you go in table
57.
So he's asking about Mahapala.
Yes, Mahapala. So many communities, that means many sangha infer that the juice of any large fruit, such as pineapple and grapefruit, would also be classified as a non-staple food. So he's asking that, is this only a conventional agreement among some sanghas, or it is actually a Vinaya rule, like that?
Well, they belong to the Mahapalas, no? They say the list is Mahapalas. Okay, they are not, they regard this food, because usually the Buddha, what the fruits he allowed, I think I mentioned this matter as well, that it is the size of a fist. Size of a fist. Therefore now, if you have a mango fruit, maybe large, but if you remove the seed, they will take only the flesh. It is only this much. It's not as called. Therefore, this kind of size, from the size the Buddha, the fruits he allowed, we judge whether the fruit is allowable or not. If it is small size, okay. If it is big size, like pineapple, like that, watermelon, all these things, papaya, all these fruits belong to the kadaniya, like a vegetable.
他说这个地方是四川自己的，他说山是阶梯，因为山来讲，阶梯来讲，就是任何比那个正常比全都大的那种水果，都属于大果。当然像芒果这种水果，可能有些芒果比较大，可能也超过一个，但是如果你把芒果种起来嘛，实际上它还是不能，也就是一个全都不大。但是比方说像菠萝。 像木瓜、像西瓜，像这是肯定属于大果，然后这大果果是属于副食，然后下午就能喝。
Okay, you can tell me about it, that table 57 or what?
57, yes. Table 57. And then I can read, no? 57.
Yeah, we should get on the...
We should get on the... 章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章章
如姜和姜黄等。二汤药，煎出的药汁，如印度
裂，
特例切里树皮，的煎汁。叶药，如印度的裂和特例切里树皮的树脂。
树叶。
树叶。果药，如白花酸藤子、长椒、川楝和鱼肝子。止药，包括树枝、
阿魏
等。盐药，有海盐、黑盐、岩盐等。
真是
根据律藏大品，凡属于以上六类而不属于主食或副食者，皆为终生药。例如在植物的果实中，橘子和苹果不属于终生药，但胡椒、肉豆蔻和小豆蔻则属于终生药。现代大多数西药均可划入盐药范畴。根据四大准则，我们可以认为任何做药用的可食之物，只要它不属于主食、副食、果汁或五种七日药，则都可以认为是终生药。
So then, okay. Now, I want to tell you that in the Vinaya exams,
all the time some questions are about the food. What are the four kinds of kalikas? What are the four kalikas? And the kalikas. This sometimes. And then there will be the. What is, for example, the second kalika? Second kalika, out of the four kalikas. There are many, many questions are coming. Therefore, you must tell them to read this very well, to remember them, in order to get good marks in the exams.
然后他说那个就这样听一下，在这里口当中每年都会出有关这四种药的题，然后他可能直接问你，四种药是哪四种？然后可能他问你就是四种药第二种是什么？所以说在大家对于这四种药这部分一定要好好学习，好好记忆。
So, okay, now table 58.
下面开始讲标五十八。
You can also.
正常人念那个表五十八四种大物。
表五十八四种大物，以下四种物在被蛇咬时，可以不经手兽而直接作为药物使用。不过，如果有可以提供手兽的人在场，则仍应手兽：一、尿；二、烧过的粪便；三、灰；四、泥土。
Okay, now here this kind of, they are called medicines, it gets snake bite. These are in emergency case, in emergency case when the man can take them by himself without getting the offered, if there is nobody there, so what, to get it offered. Because it is a matter of life and death. In that case, the Buddha allowed monks to get them without being offered and consumed them. But if there is somebody around, one should get these things offered and then consume them.
啊，对对，对着四省大部分人，然后佛陀就是允许住比库，就是住那个在被摄咬战这战生死关头的时候可以不经过审判，然后直接作为要求。但如果这因为这种允许是指在没有手术，那这就是没有其他人可以给你提供手术情况下，但如果有其他可以手术的人在场的话，那还是应该手术。
It's called the burnt excrement. It's burnt.
Excrement.
Burnt.
Yes, yes. Burnt. This is how you translate it.
No.
It is not that. What is that?
Any excrement.
Any excrement. 这样大家注意，就是这个接力考试大纲上的原文英文有问题，就是说它那个第二条，它翻译成烧过的粪便是吧？
嗯。
然后其实任何粪便都可以。
哦。
Now, these things actually they are not regarded as medicine such, but if one gets a snake bite, they serve as vomiting, to vomit, no, you know, to vomit. So then one takes these things, you know, to do so. Actually, they don't serve as a medicine, as small as it's so to detoxify the body, to remove any food inside so that the blood can be purified in order to remove the poison.
这四种大入实际上不是作为药来用的，它是实际上就这四种大入这四种大入如果入口的话，它实际上主要起到一个催吐剂的作用，就是说那个是扭吐，是扭吐，催吐剂作用。然后这样的话就那个就是那个通这种方式呢，就可能把你那个食道或者血管里边一些那个毒素给带出来。
So it is not a must. It's not a must that the monk should take.
Mm-hmm.
But if he is in the forest, deep in the forest, he can't get any help from anybody. He can take his own urine or his own excrement and swallow it in order to vomit everything as well. Because the whole nervous system gets shaken. So then this also can remove the poison. Snake poison from the body.
他说那个，他说这样，他说其实这种东西并不是说你食疗，那么食疗之后就必须吃这些东西。然后他说那个，这种就主要是对那种，比方说那个对独自一人住在森林里边这种比库。然后他如果被食疗的话，可能没有人可以帮他给他提供那个一些有效药物。然后这种情况这个比库可以用自己的屎或者尿，然后那个自己吃自己的屎或者尿。然后可以，然后这样可以促使自己把食道里的血全部吐出来，然后在吐出来的过程中，然后那个自己神经系统也会，部分的被麻痹，然后这样的话可以那个阻止那个毒素进一步渗透。
According to this rule, there are some trees in Sri Lanka.
What?
Trees.
Trees. Okay.
So they have certain leaves. And people use them for against snake bite. So if one takes these leaves and chews and so forth, so again some like the whole nervous system gets so irritated, so then it can shake out the snake poison.
然后他说那个四叶大法上有几种树的叶子，然后也有一种催吐的。他说你如果把那种叶子咀嚼的话，然后你会把所有东西吐出来，然后浑身颤抖，然后可能那个毒素也可能被吐出来或者咬出来。
That case, if there is nobody around to get these leaves offered, the monk can take them because it's a matter of life and death.
然后根据那个书里边说法呢，如果说对这种叶子，如果说周围没有人给你手术，你也可以直接拿，就不经手术直接手术，因为这种也属于生死关头。
非生死关头可以去摘这些叶子吗？
He's asking that if it is not life, if it is not a matter of life and death, then is it lawful for these people to pick these leaves by themselves?
If
it is not a matter of life and death, is it lawful for a bhikkhu to pick these leaves by himself?
I couldn't follow. If what? If there is no?
If there is no matter of life and death.
Life and death.
Yes. Life and death. Then is it lawful for these bhikkhu to?
It is not allowed because it is snake bite. It is about snake bite.
他说这个关于被摄咬，如果你没有被摄咬的话，是没有这种状态是。
So there are some snakes and so forth, you don't die. So then, but can by the time and so forth cause other side effects. So in that case, you don't need to take this kind of urine excrement. Because you have still plenty of time. You can reach the village, you can reach a doctor and so forth, or other monks, you know, to inform them. So they give you some medicine.
他说有一些那个蛇咬可能不会就是那种毒性没有强到致死的程度，但是那种毒如果不治的话也会产生很多的副作用，然后在这种情况下你可以不用吃四种代入物，然后那个这一切想办法走到最近村庄里，然后向人们寻求更多的帮助就可以。
Now for that now in here Naoya ne, they have already a kit, snake bite kit, kit as a they know how to prepare a medicine. So in that case, you better go and inform any of these Sinhalese monks. But don't talk in Chinese.
他说像他们像龙树人这种地方已经有摄咬工具箱了，就是说你被摄咬的话，他们有专门工具箱，就专门那个就里边专门支被摄咬用药，所以说你如果说那个你如果被摄咬的话，你可以找一个先哈拉人，然后那个先哈拉比然后他可能会直接拿出摄咬工具箱来，但是你们的说法不要只说中文。
So I know a single monkey has been bitten four times by snake here now.
他认识龙凤人一个先哈拉比已经被摄咬了四次了。
He's still alive.
所以他只还活着。
He's still alive.
是不是会同跟被同就是那种小蛇的同种蛇？
So he's asking whether this bhikkhu is the bitten bat is kulagat.
Kulagat?
Kulagat, that kind of a small snake called kulagat in Sinhalese.
You know, ask him because there are different snakes here, but they are not so poisonous. Now here they are the snakes who are living here in this area. Are not so poisonous.
But I heard there are I heard there's some vipers here. No?
There are, but very rare. So I've never had anybody bitten by a viper.
Oh, okay.
Because these snakes are more careful than humans.
okay. 龙树林是在龙树林是大部分都是那个毒性不是很强的，但是你刚说那个是不是那种小蛇他也不清楚，他没有问那个壁虎，就那种蛇咬的。大家想请
我可以问一下，就是说那个有就是说那陀多星的陀多僧有四一指，有个已发酵的
那四一指不是陀多僧，那个四一指跟陀多星没有任何关系，你接着说。
发酵的牛尿发酵的牛尿为药，特指这个发酵的牛尿，一是指牛尿，二是指发酵的，这有什么特别的功就是那个什么功效吗？
So he's asking that about the for nisayas. So there is a kind of so for example, you take dependence from living under the tree, like the for nisayas. What's up with that? So he's asking that the last nisayas is about take putimutta as your medicine. So he's asking what is the function or effect of this putimutta? Yes.
So the original story how the Buddha allowed this putimutta, the original story about we have a case in Mahavagapara. One monk had to take this medicine because of John Stees.
What?
John Stees is when the body is a kind of fever, when the body becomes yellow.
Okay. Can I spell this one? I know this kind of disease. Can I spell this word? Okay, okay, I understand.
John D. So what's it called?
Okay, okay.
J A U N D I.
Okay.
J A U N D I C E.
Okay.
C I.
Okay, okay, I understand. Okay. 他说在那个大厅里面有一个例子，就是一个比丘尼佛教织那个黄毯。
So that is we have one case in Mahabhagapali when very specifically we know why as called that monk do that medicine. But other purpose, of course.Some they tell it's good for digestion. Some they tell it's for digestion. So if one is very weak digestion, some because of constipation, they use for constipation. So, but there are no many applications. So what we don't have very specific applications. Why to one should take it?
嗯，他说那个在历史上面确实有这个例子，就是说一个比丘尼佛教治黄疸，但是然后现在有些比丘说这种佛教可能有助于消化，然后也有些人说这东西可能有助于治疗便秘，但是我们并没发现就是说有某一种情况必须使用这种佛教的。
But generally, there is a kind of cleaning effect, detoxifying effect.So now for examining John Stee's fever, for fever maybe it is good sometimes, because it can remove bacteria.
然后他说那个，他说那个，比方说对于某些那个发热，比方说患难导致发热，他可能会有一些效果，因为他可能会杀死某些细菌。
So.It is nothing to be taken every day like that.
这不是一种就是你像每天吃的东西了。
Or to be taken for fun.
也不应该就是为获得某种乐趣的那个趋势。
Okay. So now, before we finish, now who is in the city?You read table 62, no? Then just is a small about Gana Bhojana.
让一下那个，你让女丈人来表六十二三种别种食。
There are the three factors there. One, two, three factors. It seems like.
Yes.
就是一点点。
对，就一点点。这样说。
一病食，二食衣食，三坐衣食。
表六十二三种别种食，那个第八十页。这里可是大纲。
别的是。
表六十二，三种别的是。
病死死死做一死。
那是表六十三，七种是一种别的是。
一不适合的措辞。二不适合的场合。不属于下表六十三所述的七种合适的情形，至少。三至少四名比库共同受请。
Okay, the next also 63 also.
让别人再念一遍。
七种适于别人时的情形：一病时，二施衣时，三坐衣时，四行路时，五乘船时，六大众会时，七沙门时时。
是
是。
Okay. Now, here Mahasamaya great congregation of bhikkhus is wrong.Wrong translation, no?
Yesterday we have explained
this. We explained this, no?
Yeah. 然后他说那个，这个大众会呢，这个大众会并不一定是个很大的集会。然后那些下面其实我昨天长老已经讲什么是大众会，然后这个地方也有一个注解，就是什么是大众会，大家可以看一下。
Okay, now we have I think finished Gana Bhojana. Two days we spent. So then tomorrow we are going to.Do Pachitya number 33, 34. Maybe 35, I don't know.
上次。
对。
So if there are any questions regarding this rule, you can ask tomorrow, no?
如果大家关心而且还有什么问题，你也可以再接着。So if you like, later you can give me your Android device. So because I want to use your Google Play to try to download and score the party include application for you. So if you're in need of that, I cannot say 100%. I cannot 100%. I'm not 100% sure that it will work for you, but I can try. So if you need that kind of score, input the application to input this the decorative marks.
I will think now. I will check because yesterday I will let you know tomorrow.
Okay. Yes.
So.
这个是不应该是三个要素。
Can I ask a question about the Bodhisattva? Bodhisattva collecting the time of the Bodhisattva collecting his parameter.
Okay, you just wait, no? Because I want to be 2 months, you just wait, maybe 2-3 minutes. If he wants to ask some question, maybe you will be here. I don't know, because he can understand.